genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning.
All right, welcome back to it. Well, the professor not feeling well, that opens up an opportunity for you. At 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966, gives you a chance to join the conversation on the Common Sense Hotline. Please do. Look forward to hearing from you. The man is often hailed as the original Dr. Doom, but he's back. He's back. Mark Faber, Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report, editor and publisher, says another lurch higher on the stock market for a period of time here, and then he said there's going to be a correction coming. It could be 40%, maybe more, he says. A drop of that size, by the way, would take the S&P 500 index from Friday's closing of 2438 to just 1463, to give you an idea. He used the metric of the FANG stocks. The FANG stocks, of course, are Facebook, Apple, Netflix, and Google. Or Alphabet, whatever you prefer to call it, but FANG, F-A-N-G. He said they're a glaring bearish signal. More than 8 years of a bull market we've been enjoying thus far. 8 years of a bull market, the NASDAQ being driven down and driven forward by only a few stocks. And that rally not particularly healthy, he says, from a technical point of view. Valuations are very, very high. Faber's comments on the heels of NASDAQ's all-time latest intraday record high. We have a lot of volatility. When things will start to go down, they'll go down a lot, and it'll go down fast, he says. He says he's deeply concerned that wealth has flowed into big corporations and affluent people. He believes the imbalance could eventually disrupt the markets as we know it. Either people with money will be taxed heavily or will have a massive deflation in asset prices. Massive, he said. Eventually, if we keep going this way, the system will break. But, of course, he does publishes gloom, boom, and doom. So, you know, who knows? For whatever it's worth, there it is. Let's go to the hotline. Matt standing by. Matt, welcome to it.
Yeah, last week you had a caller that called in and mentioned something that was overlooked, I think, that people that claim they're outraged something. And what happens is the left comes to the defense of their principles then and attacks that person. And they drive them out of their job. It's happened to many people. And the other thing I wanted to mention was that Donald Trump would not be the same man if he didn't make his money in the position of construction. If he made it on Wall Street or in the art world, he would be an elitist, and he wouldn't be the same person. And we're lucky we have him.
Guy that knows how to work hard. Matt, I appreciate the call. Thank you for that. You talk about telling the truth. You know, it just was a week and a half ago now, a deranged leftist supporter of Bernie Sanders opened fire on those Republican members of Congress and their staff at a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia. And when the dust settled, the bullets stopped flying, the House Majority Whip Steve Scalise laid near death on the diamond. His crime? His crime? Why was he shot? Because he believed something different than the would-be assassin who wanted to silence him and anyone like him. Like so many indoctrinated and weaponized members, read robots here, weaponized members of the left, he claimed to support free speech, but only so far or until it offended him in some way, at which point he wanted to kill those he disagreed with. When he was sufficiently offended, he loaded up his car and his guns and set his sights on Washington, D.C., and more ominously, anyone who identified as a Republican or a conservative. And then in Flint, Michigan, a Canadian citizen from Quebec arrested after he screamed Allahu Akbar while plunging a knife repeatedly into the neck of a veteran decorated police officer. The officer survived, but just barely. Steve Scalise still lies in a hospital bed recovering from his debilitating attack. Their crimes, honestly, in the eyes of the world, the would-be murderers was nothing more than being Americans that believe in the Constitution, freedom of speech and expression. Somehow they have the belief, do these on the left, that they have the right to never be offended. The alt-left people, the extremists, they have the right to never be offended. If they're somehow they are, some now actually have this opinion. Apparently they're entitled to kill those that would have the nerve to think something other than their accepted theology of the globalist, politically correct ideas. The biggest concern I have is this spreading of the hatred of the left aimed at anyone who has a different opinion. The rage is hyper-focused, and those people hypersensitive to any perceived slight, microaggressions, and all this other nonsense. Any perceived slight that could trigger a deadly attack at any moment. When you work in the opinion business like I do, that can be a bit unsettling on occasion. I mean, what happens when one of those alt-left Bernie Sanders nut jobs sets his sights on someone like me? I have the nerve to believe the First Amendment is sacred. I believe wholly in the right to say pretty much anything in America, anything I want, and to openly criticize the failed policies of socialism, Marxism, communism, and the Democratic left in America for the last 25 years. But for some, what I say is just too much. People like me say too much, offend too many. I'm okay with that. I will fight to the death the right to protect the cherished freedoms memorialized in the United States Constitution. It seems that the Constitution and the freedom of speech may be more important, more relevant now than it has ever been. I will not sit idly by and be shouted down or silenced. And I will not live in fear. But it is a bit unsettling from time to time when you see these attacks and it sinks in over time. Let that weigh on you for a bit. 52 after, it's Monday. You're listening proudly to the Steve Gruber Show.